Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of His and Hers. It's Friday night. It's 9 p.m. Eastern. You know how we do every Friday night. We are here, and we want to thank you for joining us. This is your girl, Dulce Diva, and I am joined by the incomparable, the most amazing partner I have, dude that's real cool. He's cool people and whatnot. Poetry, how are you, darling?
Fucking awesome. What do we mean? I'm cool, people. I'm awesome. Awesome. Terrific. Tony Tiger around this motherfucker. Anyway, happy his and hers Fridays. We've got to make sure we say that because, again, this is Obama approved. You know, if we don't say this, you know, he could take it away from us. And I worked hard to get that as an official holiday and whatnot. So happy his and hers Friday. Hope everybody had a great week as always. And are ready to have an even better weekend and start it off right with your favorite group of random ratchet motherfuckers.
Indeed. And, of course, we have that other guy who's Bishop Eddie Kane.
What it is and what it do.
Wow, he is so calm. Just
hey.
Then quiet storm sounding and whatnot.
Listen, it is Friday.
You got hold up. You cannot put the extra bass in the voice. I can't even think of it.
This is Friday. We, you know what I'm saying? We some of us have had a good work week. So, it's Friday night. We on chill mode. We got shit to do. We're going to take
some
questions.
Yeah, man. I feel like I need to pour myself a drink.
No.
Just to kind of unwind, it's been a very interesting week. It's been good. It's just been busy. I feel like I've been busy and just running all over the place. And this weather... This bipolar weather we have in D.C. area is just getting out of control. Like, how we go from, it was like almost 40 degrees one day, then it snowed the next. Like, I'm just so over all the snow. I feel like Elsa needs to go home. But I'm just glad that we are here and we are just hanging out as we usually do. If you are not familiar with the number, it's 347-215-8558. And if you want to talk to us, just press 1, and we'll get you on, and you'll be able to express yourself, you know, speak your mind or whatever. And if you are not yet part of the forum, go to Facebook.com and look, do a search for TSOTS Presents Collective Insights, and that's where you're going to see all of the questions and everything that we're talking about. So, with that being said, let's just get the show on the road, well, shall we? All right. One of our forum members, Jason, he posted this picture question because it is directed towards the guys. I'm going to start with that. There is a side-by-side, it's a side-by-side picture. On the left side is Jackie. And Jackie has 4 kids. She ain't got no job. She can suck a mean dick. She cooks and cleans. And she got average pussy. Okay. Or there's Stacy. She got no kids. She's a professional. She won't suck a dick. She never cooks, but her pussy is the best. Who do you choose?
Well, Bishop, you want to go first or do you want me to go first? You know, it doesn't matter to me.
Go right ahead, sir. Go right ahead.
I'm picking Stacy because I love to cook, and guess what? She may not know how to suck dick, but she gonna learn how to suck this dick, not tomorrow, not today, but retina. R-E-T-N-A. Retina. Retina.
You stupid.
I second that emotion. I second that because, yeah, I can deal with her. I'm not dealing with no chick. Nah, I'm good on that one. She can learn. Bernie Mac said it best. They gotta learn. They gotta learn.
What? She gonna learn. She gonna learn how to suck this dick. That ain't even. She gonna learn how to suck this dick. She gonna wake up on one day and it's on top of her head. You might as well go ahead and do what you gotta do.
Might as well.
The dick on my forehead, though.
She gonna learn.
So you're going to make her even if perhaps she doesn't want to? Even if she don't want to?
She's going to learn how to suck this dick.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. Okay. So both of y'all just picking Stacy, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Pretty much.
I think it would be different if I knew if she had an ambition to want to work. Then maybe I would pick the other one. Maybe. Because I know, you know, everybody isn't going to be working right now because, you know, depending on what sector you work in, you may not be have you know, it might be a freeze or you might not be able to find a job. But if she does, what I need to know is, does she have the will to want to work? That's what I need to know. And without that, I'm just going to assume she doesn't. So, Stacy, because she gonna learn how to suck this dick right now.
Retina.
R-E-T-N-A. For anybody that's curious how to spell that, that's R-E-T-N-A. Retina.
No damn sense. None. Welcome to the show, everyone, and this is what we deal with every Friday night. But we do want to welcome to the show the one and only, the other lady from His and Hers, Ms. Free, Yo Mind.
Hi.
Don't you do it. There he go again with putting that bass in his voice and his chocolate thunder voice.
All I was getting ready to say is with her warm weather having ass.
Oh,
We cold. Got to put some Tims on, and she walking around in some sandals.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I had flip flops on today. I did. Yeah. I mean, but you know, y'all keep the hot cocoa warm out there. You know.
You got one more time free to come on here talking about your warm weather. You got one more time to come on here talking about your warm weather. One more time.
I can't help Mother Nature. I can't do anything about that. It's not my fault.
I'm putting the AP out on Elsa because she's tripping right now. She's tripping hard. Okay, I'm going to have to take over for the next question because Dusa is a little bit out of commission right now. So let's go to Collective Insights. And again, well, actually, she's doing better right now, so hold on.
Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. sometimes when you're married, you have to prepare yourself for anything that your spouse is going to say, so I'm over here trying to get myself together. Excuse me. Because dudes don't have no damn sense in this damn household, apparently, and I'm over here dying laughing at some stupidity. okay. Whew. Okay, this was the question. I'm gonna go ahead and actually talk about this real quick, just because this caused a whole lot of back and forth in the forum. And the question goes like this: if men don't want to eat quote unquote wolf pussy, then why expect us to suck a porcupine dick? Hashtag shave your nasty dick. Hashtag hey, dick chairs ain't cute. So, gentlemen, why is it that men request or sometimes demand a woman to shave or whatever down there, and men don't do it themselves?
Here's my thing. And it's an expectation thing to a degree when it comes to a man and a woman. You know, women are, it's in society, it's kind of given that women shave down there. I mean, you have a whole freaking aisle full of everything you need. You have waxing services and all of that. It's kind of put out there that women usually keep themselves taken care of down there. We ain't got no ball wipes. We ain't got no products like that that let it be known that it's okay to be trim and clean. And anybody that was looking at the post, I was being an asshole on purpose. But I am not saying I am against shaving myself. All I'm saying is if you have a problem with your man not wanting to shave, and you, one, my first question when it comes to any situation like this is, closed mouths don't get fed. Are you saying something? That's the first question. Because just because you're vocalizing that you don't like it doesn't necessarily mean you're vocalizing it to him.
It goes both ways. But sometimes guys will not talk to you about what they want down there.
Not, I will guarantee you, right, and it goes with any question when we start separating it by you know, sex, male and female. When we start separating it by male and female, anything that you ask a female is all other kind of stuff. Well, it depends on what I'm looking like, or it depends on what time of the day, or it depends on where the sun is at in the sky. It depends on a lot of stuff for y'all. Men, you ask us a question, we can give you a straight answer all day, every day, without even having to think about it.
Most men.
I never say it all, but most men. I want to say at least 75% of men can give you you give them a question, they'll give you an answer. That no ifs, ands, or buts about it, unless someone is dating a narwhal.
Oh,
thinking is, one, closed mouths don't get fed, and two, it's kind of a society thing. I know that's kind of a cop out, but it's an honest cop out when you think about it.
How so?
Because name in three areas of society, media, TV, radio, or whatever, where you hear advertisements, placement ads, or anything about male grooming.
Besides hair color?
Besides hair color.
There's nose trimmers.
Besides nose trimmers.
There's clippers, body clippers.
Well, I'm asking, I've never heard of a body clipper ad. I've never heard of a body, Eddie, have you heard of a body clipper ad?
No.
I've never heard of it. This is what I'm saying. In society, especially when it comes to mass media, it is not put out there that it's okay to take care of yourself like that. Now, I would hope that just for yourself, forget anybody else, you wouldn't want to keep yourself clean and trimmed and shaved and whatnot. You know, edge it up if you need to be. I mean, we will be coming to that. But, like I said, it's a cop out, but it's an honest cop out. We don't get that Nair, you know, body spray or body rub or whatever the hell y'all do with Nair, and you know all the rest of this stuff that's just mass produced with the woman in mind.
Well, pretty much.
All I'm saying is the point that I was making was, if you aren't prepared to do the same, don't demand it. Because if there's no reciprocity in there, then why are you demanding it? Like if a guy is telling a girl, okay, baby, I need you to shave your pussy. Okay, I can shave. Are you gonna do something with yours down there?
But you say that. That's a completely different story. But how am I to know it's a problem if you don't say it?
But what if I do say it? There are men that don't like to do anything down there.
Then that's your personal choice whether you want to deal with it or not. Because now he's told you how he feels about it. It's up to you if you want to deal with it.
You ain't got the answer, Sway. You ain't got the answer, Sway.
Oh, you don't like the answer?
Well, not all men are like that. Okay, anybody else can chime in?
If you want or suck, shave it, period.
I'm so happy.
Even if it's not
problem.
Shaved all the way, like if it's just trimmed down, it's mm-hmm. easier for me to play down there instead of fighting with the bushes.
I ain't going to have me choking on no hair long.
But at least protect myself that if the brother is, you know, what a dog, whatever the case may be, y'all don't necessarily have to deal, as you just said, the bushes. Unfortunately, when y'all got a wolf pussy, we ain't got no choice but to act like we in Vietnam or something, fighting through the jungle. So, yes, y'all say that. Keep it nice.
Okay. If those are your thoughts, I can understand where you're coming from. Some women some guys, even if it's like trimmed down there, they want you to shave all the way. And I know that every woman is different, and it's not always comfortable for a woman to shave all the way. Some women don't care for hair at all, and that's fine. But there are women who feel awkward with no hair down there because, you know, they don't want to feel like a baby or something. So it's different. I guess it's different strokes for different folks.
In this particular, or at least with this particular question, yeah, definitely. I mean, me personally, if it's trimmed, I'm cool. If there's no hair down there, I'm cool. However, yeah, if it looks like you got a nigga with an afro getting ready to come out to the vagina, I'm sorry. You done lost me. Not happening.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to the next question. And one of our, again, one of our forum members posted this up, and here's the situation. You enter into a relationship with someone who has remained friends with their most recent ex. This ex also happens to be someone they proposed to or slash plan to marry. You choose to be understanding of the friendship and remain in the relationship. So the ex calls your significant other and texts daily. Whenever she needs anything, she calls upon your significant other instead of her current fiancé and or her own family. When you explain that the amount of time they spend together and her dependency on your significant other bothers you, it results in arguments. Other times the result is understanding and a brief period of time where they don't see each other, but when it's back to the same old thing. While you don't think there's anything going on between them, you don't like them being so close. How do you handle this, especially when it's causing a rift in your relationship?
Anybody?
Are you guys trying to process, or is this something that y'all didn't understand?
No, I'm trying to process it so I can give a good enough answer.
An educated response?
Yeah. I don't want to be like, I don't want them to be like, Lord, the man of God is ratchet. I ain't ratchet.
You ratchet. Even right. God's people are ratchet.
I try not to be ratchet. I don't. I try to stay away from that cool.
Sometimes you dip your toe in it, don't
you? That is about as much room to serve back as I can get in. The pool already overflowing.
All right, for you were saying.
I think this relationship with the ex is a bit much, especially when it's coming to the point where she's calling on your man to do things instead of her own man, which is how it should be. You should be calling your own man to take care of your personal responses, your requests, I should say. Pretty much, like, if this isn't going the way that you want it to go and it's been presented to your ex that this is not, you know, something that you're willing to continue to deal with or it's a bother to you, if it means that much to you, leave. Because I don't want to feel like I'm sharing my fiance with anybody, much less their ex. So I think that's just my solution to leave the situation if it's not how you want it to be.
Yeah, this situation is very messy. It's very messy. I feel like if your significant other is that their ex is that dependent on your significant other, there's an issue. Why are they calling upon their ex, even if they're not together with them anymore? Like, if they're having issues with their fiance or whatever issues they may be having, why aren't they talking to that person or, that person's family? Like, I can understand that you know, sometimes relationships end amicably, but at the same time, their boundaries should be set. Because if that relationship is causing this much rift and discord in the current relationship, there are loose ends that either need to be tied up or they just need to have a conversation of, okay, they need to stop spending so much time together. He or she needs to stop being so dependent on my significant other, because they're putting a lot more time with them than they might be putting in with me. And that's what's causing an issue.
All right. I'm going to actually read the exact answer I gave on the post, because this is how I honestly feel about it. The best thing you can handle, the best way you can handle this is just leave. The fact that things have not changed tells me that the person doesn't want them to change. So you can either deal with it or leave. You've already tried the talking route, and it leads to brief periods of quote-unquote understanding and quote-unquote change. But until that person wants to change completely, they will never change because in their mind, they're not doing anything wrong. So basically, everything that they're doing, they're okay with because in their mind, they're not cheating, they're not doing anything that they feel is wrong, even though you've already vocalized it's not necessarily the fact that you feel they're doing anything wrong. You feel that it's inappropriate. And if since they're not respecting how you feel, essentially, why deal with it? Why keep dealing with the, oh, I'm going to change, and they'll change for a little bit, and it's right back to business as usual? It's not worth the time. So just leave it alone.
Yeah, pretty much. Because there's definitely disrespect that's there, and the temporary, you know, chilling out and acting like there is some understanding. That's how I put it before returning back to once again their spending all this time with their ex and doing things for their ex and all this other type of stuff. That's just temporary to get you to be quiet because they get tired because they're tired of you saying they don't want to constantly hear you, I guess, nag about it, whatever the case may be. You just have to leave, which definitely is not going to be easy, but you're going to have to take a step back, reevaluate the whole situation, and ask yourself, do you want to continue to stay in a situation where eventually you're going to be unhappy at the end? It's not worth it. It's not. So, as poetry said, when you've gone, it would be different if she wasn't saying anything at all, or if she had not said anything at all, but the fact that she's voiced how she doesn't like it, and yet there has been not no real significant change, then, yeah, you just have to, best thing sometimes in a situation like this is to walk away.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Okay, this next question is a doozy, man. This is crazy. All right. This is a long one, so brace yourselves. My boyfriend is married, but has been separated from his ex for a couple of years. They married only so that she can get her green card. The divorce will be costly because we do not know where she resides. He is currently behind in his child support like $7,000. Although he pays now, he still doesn't get his income tax check. I've seen in the past with friends who marry and have to carry the burden of back child support that their husbands have. I do not want this burden. I love him very much, and we have lived together for almost a year now. Is it wrong that I told him that I do not want to even think about marriage with him even after he gets his divorce until after his child support is caught up? Believe me, I'm not selfish, as we share most of all responsibilities. I just don't think my children's income tax money should go to someone else other than my kids, and I know they will take it after we marry. This is a rough one.
I don't think it's selfish at all. I don't think it's selfish at all. And we were just talking, I'm sorry, me and my friends were kind of talking about this earlier today about how you get involved with a person with, you know, oh, so many kids or whatever, and you guys get married, and now your income is up on the chopping block for their child support. And I don't think it's selfish to not marry someone because the livelihood of you providing for your kids would be in jeopardy. She's right. Like, your income tax shouldn't be going to someone else's when you have your own kids. So I don't think it's selfish at all. I think it's perfectly fine that she feels that way.
Okay. Here's how I feel about it. And when I say I'm literally on the fence, there is a piece of wood from the fence, like, just slapping me on the side of my head because I'm so much on the fence. Because I understand where she's coming from. And I understand because, again, we've had this conversation about marriage. Marriage isn't just, you know, oh, I'm in love, let's get married. It's become more of I'm taking on everything that you are bringing into this marriage and vice versa. So I understand that to a degree. But, and I have to say this, when it comes to the federal government will not tax anything that isn't his. So by saying that, they won't take anything that belongs to her that she claimed. For example, let's say you file taxes this year and you owe the federal government for child support, you owe for student loans or whatever, and we get collectively $3,000 back. Of that $3,000, you earned $1,000 of that back. I earned $2,000. They tax the $2,000, but they don't touch the $1,000 because they don't have the legal right to touch that. So I understand her hesitation, but if it's not something that she should be hesitant about, because it has anything to, it doesn't, her being taxed isn't going to happen. Because, again, legally, they don't have any withstanding to take her money. But, again, it's a real sticky situation. I'm not judging her because I don't think she's I personally don't think she's wrong. I think she's handling it right, because if you have them kind of doubts, you don't get married. You wait till you get everything situated. So I'm definitely not judging, but at the same time, I don't want her to hold back on it if that's literally the only reason. I feel like it's a little bit more than the financial situation. It's a little bit deeper than that. I think she just wants to be in a place where they don't have any baggage going into the marriage. But the reality of the situation is, no matter what, usually where you bring some kind of baggage into any kind of relationship, it's just how you deal with it. So I'm literally on the fence about this one. I just wish them the best.
Yeah, this is, it's a really sticky situation. I applaud her for being honest, because I know there are women who will just be like, you know, okay, we love each other. And there's still that doubt in their mind, in the back of their mind. And when stuff comes up as the situation presents itself, then they fall apart and things, you know, things go bad. So I applaud her for being honest and upfront with her boyfriend because of the situation. There's a lot going on. You have a divorce because of a green card, and that can get messy because of the situation. I mean,
it is
illegal.
That's one thing I was like, I'm not sure if that was pretty smart. Luckily, she didn't give any names, because that's not necessarily smart to be putting that information out there, because that's highly illegal. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So it's something that, you know, there's a lot there that needs to be ironed out before they can actually move forward in their relationship and get married. I don't think that she's selfish for thinking of her kids and thinking of how, you know, the taxation can affect her and her money, as well as the money, her children's money. So I really think that she is just being responsible and being cautious, and it's okay to be cautious. And the fact that you know, they share the bills, they share in the payment of the things that need to be taken care of, it just shows that she is not a selfish person or somebody who is, you know, like a gold digger. But she is just trying to keep what, you know, her children. She's trying to do right by her children, and that's what a responsible parent does. So I applaud her for that. I don't think she's being selfish, and I think she's making the right decision by just taking her time and just thinking about exactly what she wants and being vocal about it with her man. So, yeah. Ed?
Well, I mean, my brother is currently in this situation right now. His fiance is holding off or they've agreed to hold off on getting married due to the fact of him currently paying child support for his oldest son and whatnot. And because she doesn't want to do that. She doesn't want to pretty much basically pay or be responsible for paying his back child support. So when I read this question, that's all I can think about was my brother's current situation, because this is what he's currently dealing with. Yes, to mend her on the same fact of being honest about how she feels about it and whatnot. That's just on the same fact her and him are going to have to sit up there and just talk about and if he is understanding of that and he ain't rushing it, then I'm not mad at it. Because at the end of the day, in fact, Forger said it best, you don't want something to cause friction or problem in the marriage, and the marriage is just not getting started. And this could be very well be that situation. So, and again, she's looking out for her, you know, for her kids and her own kids as well. So, I don't think she's wrong. I don't think she's selfish. Myself, I just think it's a situation, it's a fact where, you know, him and her definitely be continue to sit there and talk and just make sure they keep that level of understanding present at all times.
Okay. All right.
I mean, at the end of the day, you got to do what's right for you, and I just hope, I really hope everything works out for the best for both of them, because I can guarantee you they are both stressed to the max at the situation.
Yeah, this is just a very sticky situation, and honestly, I much like Poetry, I wish them both the very best, and that they are able to find, you know, the answers to these questions. but moving forward. True or false? A woman knows within the first 5 seconds of meeting you if she would sleep with you. Yes. Yes for me. Yes for me.
The thought definitely crosses the mind if I would or if I wouldn't. I mean, How many men have actually lived up to that? That's a whole totally different thing, because they usually
right.
say something that would change my mind. So,
yeah, they'll sometimes say something that'll make you look at them sideways and be like, you know what, I'm done. All right, it was nice meeting you. I'll talk to you later. Peace.
And I was just thinking about letting you hit the booty. Okay. Oh, well.
And you just had to say that. Now I can't. Okay. Now we ain't doing nothing. All right. Now you just had to bust, you know, just had to just stick your foot in your mouth.
Had to say something stupid. Talked yourself right out the bus.
But apparently, according to this post, according to some of the gentlemen in the forum, they didn't talk the panties off.
First of all, yes, it is very quite possible to talk the panties off. Talk them off, sing them off, draw them off, whatever it is effective for that guy. It is quite possible to do what you are good at to get this woman out her panty drawers a whole lot sooner than she expected. It is quite possible. Now, I did say that there is some need to have, she has to want to have sex with you. So there has to be at least that want there. Maybe she just doesn't want you to, you just need to work on making that calendar go from a 7-day waiting period to a 7-minute waiting period. That can't, has been done. It's just you have to cater to that woman. I've done it. I know a lot of my friends have done it. It happens. Every woman has been talked out of her panty drawers, sung out her panty drawers, or something.
Oh, indeed.
At least one.
Indeed they have.
They won't admit it. They will never openly admit.
Listen to this.
They will never openly admit. You know what? He got me. He got me. He got me. He got me. But they know they got. Women know when they get got. And every woman has got. At least once. At least once.
I can neither confirm nor deny that statement.
See, that's a guilty statement.
Right. see, that right there.
Let's just be honest here. We're adults, you know. We're men. We're women. We're interested. We feel the vibe, you know what I mean? So I can't necessarily say, like, I've just been robbed for my panties, because more often than not, this was somebody that I was already interested in anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, I just can't go along with a full-on robbery. Have I been, coached a little bit, maybe
a smidgen,
right? You know, but we know what's up. We're no fools. It's not like you're just walking into somebody's house and taking them for all they got. We open the door for you. We let you in.
Yeah, y'all open the door, but we have to place salesman of the year at that door. Sometimes get the door open. Don't even sit here in front like y'all just like, it's okay to come in. No, some of y'all got guard dogs. Y'all got all kinds of locks. Fences and moats around your house.
Did you say moats?
Yeah, moats. I said it. And in some cases, the Black Knight, the cock blocker. Anyway. The point of the matter is, there has to be some kind of work done to get all of this taken care of. And,
yes.
You know, and some men are experts of knowing how to break through those defenses,
yes,
and get there a whole lot sooner than you thought he would.
Yes, there are some men who can finesse their way into them panties. There are.
Hey.
There are. I agree.
And this guy.
What? Listen. I can honestly sit up there and say, talking to one of the poetry that I said, talk and have, you know, a woman has had herself song out of her panties. I know that all but too well. So
you done sung some panties off, my brother.
Yeah, yeah, plenty.
Just remember, she wearing the cute stuff. She thought about it before she walked out the door. I'm just saying.
I am not going to disagree with that. All I'm simply saying is, me singing just helped her ease them on off just a little bit faster.
Well, what did you sing, Bishop? What did you sing to this woman? Can I hear some?
Oh, Lord, here we go.
It's been a number of songs. Everything from some old school Luther Vandross to some Tank to some Jodeci, some Boys to Men. So, I mean, it's been a number of songs that have...
When I got my panties stung off, it was my boyfriend at the time. We just hadn't done it yet, you know. We were still trying to, you know, be good. So he sung music, love, and he hit that note, and the panties just flew right on off, you know what I mean? It just flew.
Love is a good one. Believe me, I know.
Everybody that knew me knew I can't sing my way out of a paper bag, but I can write, and I've written the panties off of a girl before. It's happened. My name ain't poetry just because it sounds good. I write people.
You gave her the poetry.
Okay. So it's again, every fella has something. I said fella like I'm Sheamus or something. Every dude has something that they are very good at. And if you're not careful, ladies, you will find two things they are good at. Using that something to get your something, and once they get that something, hopefully you'll be satisfied with the other thing they're good at. Hopefully.
Hopefully, because if you're not, that's grounds to be mad.
That's like the worst.
I just want to give this disclaimer for all the fellas that know what they have to either write, talk, sing, or even play, because women love musicians too. They love musicians. So you can play the piano and all that type of stuff. An acoustic guitar, all that good stuff. So if you know how to do all those things, one of those things, for some of us, more than one of those things, just understand the simple fact, if your doodle is good, that's what I'm going to call it a doodle. If your doodle is good, understand the simple fact, you can bring out the crazy. And if you are allergic to crazy, you might want to reconsider giving up some good doodle. I'm just saying.
Don't show them females what that winky do.
No.
What that winky do. What that winky do. What that winky do.
Wicky, wicky, what that winky do.
Wow.
Winky game better be proper. All that work you
indeed,
put in.
Indeed.
Because nothing is more disappointing than finally getting to the business and it wasn't all that. Like, oh.
Man, that's the worst.
Oh.
That is the worst.
Good. Damn.
But that's a question for another day. Let's go to this other question that also caused some ruckus in the forum. Okay. So it's another picture question, and the question is, there's a woman, the picture is a woman showing her booty, and the caption is, are you going to fuck me Or do I have to lie and tell your wife we did anyway? But the question is, fellas, what would you do? And ladies, what would you do if your man told you this happened?
Whoop that trick. Period. Because I just, you know, these type of women, I really don't under, you know what I mean? Like, why do you have to prey upon a man in a relationship? Like, why do you have to go there? There is too much single dick out here for you to be trying to force a man into a sexual relations with you, because it's, the fact that you're even having to blackmail him to get the dick, why do you want it? Why do you want blackmail dick? Like, I don't get it. You can be out here fucking whoever you want all willy-nilly, all day, every day, but you want this man that's already tied to another woman and then go back, and if you don't do it, I'm going to lie so I can ruin your relationship type shit. Punch that bitch in the throat, like, for real. Like, that's the only time I can see this acceptable for domestic violence. Like, punch her in the throat real quick. Because she got to learn today. She gonna, that shit ain't cool. You know what I mean? That shit ain't cool. Don't be, bitch, don't be threatening me. But, yeah, my man come tell me this shit. We going to go see that bitch for real. We going to go see her. We going to go talk to her. We going to see what that life be like.
Okay. I said I wouldn't believe it. Like, unless there's some legit evidence that my husband fucked this trick, I'm not gonna believe it. If he tells me this happened, this was a situation that he was faced with, but he didn't fuck her, I would believe that he didn't fuck her. You know, he's innocent until there's proof of guilt. And if there is proof of guilt, that's this conversation goes in a completely different direction. But in the case of him being honest with me about this, about being in the situation, I always say you have to, what I was saying in my comments was, I'm going to believe him, but he also needs to be careful of being in these kinds of situations, especially because crazy is liable to happen at any given time. And I'm not saying that you have to expect crazy, but crazy can happen at any given time, especially if this is somebody that you may not be completely familiar with. And since you want to say something, here's the mic.
Crazy don't have no timeline. Crazy don't have no signs. Real crazy anyway. There's fake crazy, and then there's real crazy. For her to pull a stunt like this, that's real crazy. There is no warning signs of real crazy. Real crazy just pop up because it's Friday. There's no warning signs. So there's nothing that a man can do that's going to be like, you know what? This bitch might come downstairs with no clothes on. I think it's time for me to go. There's no warning signs of that. There is nothing literally any man can do unless he knows she's feeling him like that. That's a completely different situation. That's not crazy. That's giving her a false sense of maybe something can happen. But for the most part, for her to pull a stunt like that, that's crazy.
Now, here's my question. If you are a married man, are you just going to hang out with a woman by herself at her place at any given time?
Are you saying that it's impossible for it to happen?
No. If it's somebody that you just, you know, that you happen to meet somewhere, are you just going to go to their house and just hang with them? Just because?
First of all, I'm not randomly meeting someone and going to their house. That's how the fuck you end up on Lifetime movies.
Exactly.
This is what happened. That's why I'm asking this question.
But from what it seems like, this is somebody he knows. For him to be there, it ain't like she just popped up and said, you know what, you gonna give me this. This is somebody he knows. So it's not a random occurrence. This is somebody he knew. This is somebody he had to be comfortable around, because for her to come downstairs and be dressed like that, he had to be comfortable around her. Because if anybody that I'm not comfortable around comes around me and they're like, well, you know, I'm about to go change. Oh, time to go. It's time to go.
Okay. Bishop.
I mean, that's what my mind said when I saw it. Saw the pictures and the fact that, you know, it's gotta be somebody that he knows. You know, this ain't just some random broad he met and then, oh, I'm gonna go to her house. No. You setting yourself up for failure doing something that crazy. But, you know, could be somebody he knew was probably cool with. And then, bam, like, and poetry, I don't think me and him can stress this enough. Crazy will pop up on you and give you no warning sign. They won't send no telegram saying, hey, I'm on the way. They ain't going to send you no text message and say, look, I'm outside. None of that. It's just going to basically sit up there, and it's going to spring up on you. And in certain times, at the wrong time, when you're not expecting, because you just want to automatically, as soon as that person is going to do something crazy, just don't. You keep it in. You may keep it in like the back of your mind, but you don't just automatically, as soon as that fact, like, yeah, crazy. So I think it's some fact a chick he knew was cool with, and she just decided some fact to just be grimy and dirty and show her particular true colors at this particular time. Because I can say from experience, I've had female friends that was cool, never made any type of sexual advances or anything like that towards me as long as I was single. And then once I got into a relationship, in particular, it's almost just straight. They were just straightforward. I ain't like your girlfriend. That's why. So, or whatever it can be. So, you know, you just never know. You just got to the thing, you just got to what's that? Keep all that in mind. Now he know who he's dealing with. You know, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to tell my wife straight up. No, but let her know obviously in fact what happened. I think I said on the post, in fact, you know, hey, I'm going to see if I can get her to say it again while I'm pretty much recording it on my phone. So my wife can hear. Like, hey, listen, listen to this. And then my wife gladly want to go over there, you know, and be about that action.
You know, okay.
Or give her that good Ray Rice. hey.
Okay. All right. Next question. One of our four members actually posted this as well. If a man finds out that a child he was made to believe was his is actually not his biological child, in your opinion, why does society try to make the man feel bad for not wanting to be a part of that child's life? This is, I guess to me, society tries to make that man feel bad about it because they think, well, even though you're not the biological child, but that child, all that child knows, the only person that child knows to be his father is you, so you should take on that responsibility, even though it's not your responsibility. I think it's unfair to obligate a man to be that father figure unless he actually wants to do it. So it's different if he just wants to do it because he has established a, you know, a relationship with that child. But if that child isn't yours and you feel the need to walk away, then you walk away. You have that right.
I mean, it's pretty much like she said. Society, everyone feels like no matter what the situation is, they should be there for that child because the child didn't get bring up, didn't ask to be in this position, and you know, you got to be bigger, and because you're the only person that child knows, and you're pretty much your daddy, and you got to be there for that child. And in a perfect world, yeah, that is very true. It would work like that, but I'm not the person that put me in the situation. I'm not about to sit here and take care of someone else's child, and after finding out that it's not mine, there's a big difference between me coming into a situation knowing that the child is not mine, and finding out later that the child is not mine. Big difference. So society just wants someone to take care of that child. You know, your daddy's to them. And in a lot of states, if your name on the birth certificate, you daddy. So it's basically
DC is like that.
It's basically a case of, you know, yeah, we understand it's a messed up situation, but you've been there, you need to stay there. And that's not fair.
It is not. Not at all.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Eddie.
No, I was just going to say, I don't know if anybody's been seeing, like, the current post about the guy that's currently fighting that now, fighting to put it.
Yeah, I actually shared that in his and hers, that he was, took the DNA, they did the DNA test, the paternity test on him and the child, and he is not the boy's father, and they still want to send him to jail because he won't pay child support on a kid that isn't his. So, you know, it's just crazy. I think that when it comes to stuff like that, there should be an amendment, you know, to these laws, because you can't send this man to prison for not paying child support when this kid isn't even his. So I think it's crazy, and it shouldn't be like this. If you are not the biological father, you should not be obligated to be the dad unless you actually want to. If you want to continue and have that relationship with this kid, then that's on you, because you're being a kind-hearted person and knowing that this child, you're the only person who they see as their father. So I think it's just crazy, and it shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't. Okay, now let's touch on some ratchetry. Poetry shared a picture post earlier, and the question is this. Well, let me read what the picture post says. This person, she says, I'm at dinner with this guy. The bill came, it was $77.87. I offered to pay half, and he let me. #dump. Now the question is she petty or did she do the right thing?
She petty as hell.
That's what you get. That's what you fucking get. Why the fuck would you offer something that you don't want to really do?
I can't stand motherfuckers like that. Like, you ain't really want to pay half, so why the fuck did you ask him if you wanted to pay half? Who's going to turn that down? Sure, well, I mean, since you're volunteering, I mean, I'm not going to turn down nothing but my collar in these types of situations. If you offer, then I'm going to let your ass do what you said that you wanted to do. Like, I hate when people, like they try to do, like, I have to test and shit. Like, well, I wanted to see what he was going to do. Well, bitch, you found out. Now, deal with it. Can't stand these type of females. Where? Come on, fucking nerve.
She's petty as hell. She's petty as hell.
I don't even think petty is even a good enough word to classify her. That is just downright, you just dumb. That's a situation, so it's like you just, I'm not a violent man. I'm really not. I'm not. I am not.
But you want to punch her in the throat, huh?
And forget punch her in the throat. That's a situation, in fact, where you play it cool and you wait till y'all getting ready to, like, just walk out the door or something. And you spin her around, kick her in the stomach, and just hit her with a stunner and just leave her there. Because that's to me, it's in fact, like, what were you doing? Were you testing him to sort of say if he's going to say no, I got it, you know? And that's what I feel like. I feel like that's what she was trying to do. She was trying to test. This is a test. You want to, oh, let me see the simple fact if he is a real man or not, or this and that. Because females do that junk, unfortunately, and I'm not... Not including you two, but there are females out there that do that. That do that. That always want to sit up there and test a man. Always want to sit up there and because they got these unrealistic views of what a real man is. So they always want to sit up there and try to conduct some type of test, like we some like men are like we some science experiment or something. So. No, it couldn't have been me because she'd have sat there by herself. Especially if I drove, oh, you definitely going to sit there. You're going to sit there. I don't know how you're getting home. I don't know how you're going to get home. I'll pray for you. No, no, we got to, you know, got to touch somebody's heart and they'll come give you a ride. But you ain't riding with me.
Okay. Poetry.
This is why I'm glad I'm no longer single. This is one of the main reasons why I am glad I am no longer single, because I'm that nigga. You ask me if you want to pay, hell yeah, you can pay. Let me put my wallet away. Matter of fact, let me change my order. I don't want that. I want the lobster with the shrimp and the filet mignon. I think that's correct. Mignon. However you pronounce that shit, give me that shit and your biggest bottle of champagne, because shit's on her.
She said half.
She didn't say half.
Yes, she did.
Did she say half?
She said half.
Oh, then I'm keeping my order the same, but she can still pay for it. My thing is, you don't offer if you don't mean it.
Exactly.
And you just don't. You know, I'm not going to offer... to take you out on a... I'm not going to offer to take you to the movies and then tell you once we get to the movie theater, yo, you got to pay for this. No, I'm going to let you know that from the jump. Or I'm not going to offer to eat your pussy and then have you spread your legs and I get halfway down and you're like, you know what? I don't want to do it anymore. No, I'm going to tell you from the jump. Don't play games thinking this is going to be a test, because you know what? He might fail, but guess what? He's not going to give a rat's ass. And just some further context, it came out that the person was actually trolling, quote unquote. But either way it goes, let this be a learning experience, women. Don't get mad at us if you ask something and we say yes. Because then you are the same woman that will turn around and get mad at us if you ask another question and we say no. You can't have it both ways.
Okay. Next question. Is it ever okay to advise someone else to seek divorce? I said yes, but only if it's a life-threatening situation, like, you know, it's a domestic violence or domestic abuse or a situation if you have children where your life or your child and or your children's lives are in danger, in some kind of danger. That's my personal opinion.
I've never like advised to go get a divorce. I'm you know, I think when you're married, you should at least give a valid effort to keep your marriage. You know what I mean? But if a person decides that divorce is their final, you know what I mean, that's where it's come to, then I support them in that decision. But I agree. Unless it's like something where your life is in danger, I don't tend to advise people to get a divorce because I take
right.
marriage seriously. I think it's
right.
very serious when you get married, and you should put in valid effort towards your relationship if you're married a little more.
Definitely.
So than,
I completely agree with that. I've never advised anybody to get divorced, but I believe that you're only supposed to get married once. The person that you marry is the person you're going to be with for the rest of your life. So I completely agree with Free on that. But in a situation where you find out that your children are being abused in some kind of way, because it happens,
yeah.
or you find out, you know, or this person, things in life happen, and this person changes and they start becoming more and more aggressive towards you, whatever the case may be. If you feel that your life or and your well-being and or your children's lives and well-being are being put in jeopardy, I think that's when you really need to seek a divorce and separate yourself from that situation. But any gentlemen?
I don't like stepping in anyone's marriage because I don't like anyone stepping in mine. I would never tell someone they should get divorced. What I would say is what I would do if I was in that situation. And I know a lot of people are like, well, what's the difference? Because I'm just giving advice of what I would, how I would handle the situation. I'm not telling them how they should handle the situation. Because at the end of the day, you can tell them till they're blue in the face what they want to do, what you think they should do. But they are going to do what they want to do. And the worst thing you can do is be on that side telling them that they should get a divorce, and they don't get a divorce, and they work it out, and you're the person that was trying to break them up. Because now you're no longer the friend, you're the enemy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Unless you are being... unless you're being led by God to say anything at all, don't you say nothing. No, nothing at all. That is the situation. Again, as it's been stated, even as it was stated on the post.
Yeah.
Unless it's a volatile situation to where that person's life is in jeopardy, if there's kids involved, the kids' lives can be in jeopardy, then at that particular time, yes. But other than that, no. No. No, keep, no. Be quiet. Don't say nothing. Because it, as Porky just pointed out, it can, if they just so happen to work, it can get real nasty. It can get real nasty. That can change, and it can change the landscape of everything. Particularly if it's somebody that you're friends with, definitely can change the landscape of the friendship that they work it out. So. Best thing to do is be quiet. Don't say nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Free, you posted something in reference to a show, I guess. And here's a question. Do you divorce your wife for telling your ex or the mother of your kids the dirt you did when you guys were together? And was this, what show was this on? Was this like on Love and Hip Hop or something like that?
Yes, it was Love and Hip Hop, and what had happened.
I don't watch
Peter.
That, so I don't know.
You know, Peter is the guy in this situation, and he's the guy in last season who ended up marrying his side chick because he was in a relationship, and he kept the marriage a secret from the woman that he was actually with. So he married his side chick, and in amends to her trying to build a relationship with her because they both have kids with him and she wants the kids to have a relationship with each other, she told her everything that had happened and why she had hooked up with him, because she thought he was single because he portrayed himself as a single man. So in turn, the baby mama went back to Peter and confronted him about everything that his wife had told her, and he was upset, and pretty much he packed his things and he left. So it was a debacle. But I was just wondering, like, do you go that far? Do you divorce your wife or threaten her with divorce? Is pretty much what he did. Threaten her with divorce because she snitched on him.
No. That seems petty to me. I think that, why do you need to go to your ex or your the mother of your children to talk to them about the dirt of what happened? Like, why? To me, that doesn't make any sense. It is what it is, and they got married. Okay, they got married. Life goes on. I have nothing. The only reason I'm going to continue talking to that man is for the sake of my children. But that's about it. It is what it is. It doesn't matter what he did or didn't do at this point, because he obviously loved her enough to marry her.
That whole particular situation is just dumb in itself. Unfortunately, Peter Guns has got to be the most dumbest nigga on the face of God's green earth. The most dumbest nigga on God's green earth. You know what I'm saying? But at the same, on the flip side of that, both of these women put themselves in this position. So all of the blame just don't fall on them. Because at the end of the day, the simple fact is like, okay, I saw the episode in question and whatnot and all that type of stuff. But both of them pretty much got with him when he was with someone else.
Okay, yeah.
And now both want to, you know, play this old, this hurt game. I gave you this, I gave you that, so forth and so on. And it begs the question sometimes, because you always hear women sit at that time and say, oh, a woman's intuition is never wrong. Well, where the hell was your intuition when this nigga was sitting up here doing all this dumb shit? Because obviously, the simple fact, your radar wasn't working. It wasn't in tune.
I think women tend to make excuses for that.
Oh, I believe both of them are making excuses. Without question. But he is still, without question, the dumbest nigga on the face of God's green earth.
I just don't understand how he keep making all these babies with these women, and like everybody knows that Peter ain't shit. Like it's no secret that Peter Gunn ain't shit. So
at that particular point in time, it no longer falls on him. It falls on them. Like you said, they know he has proven, he has shown the simple fact that he's not a real stand-up guy. You know what
right.
I'm saying? At all. At least not when it comes to the greed, when it comes to a relationship.
Being in a relationship.
He's not a stand-up.
Yeah.
He's not stand-up. Not going to take away from him being there for his kid. He does
right.
that part. I'll give
right.
him that. But
mm-hmm.
as far as when it comes to relationship and it comes to caring for the matters of a woman's heart, no, the nigga's horrible. He's not. But it does not stop them. Peter Gunn, I think like this. I feel like this. We just started to talk about a woman being talked and coaxed out of her drawers. That brother must have a Midas touch mouthpiece to get these sisters up out their drawers, and let alone sit up there and receive his seed and get pregnant by him.
He has,
like,
a whole arsenal of silver shit to get bitches off their drawers.
Sometimes.
Like.
He got to.
No, as soon as I see him walk in the door, I'm pulling my panties up tight. Like, nah, this nigga not him. Not him. No, not Peter. Not Peter Gunn. No. But, yeah, that whole situation is crazy.
That whole show is crazy. But that is the story for another day. I really honestly don't. I do not. I don't. Yeah.
I can't really speak on the situation at hand because I don't watch Ratchet TV. That's just what I call loving hip hop, basketball wise, baseball wise, wrestling wise, whatever other kind of wives they may have. I just don't watch Ratchet TV. So I can't actually speak on the situation, but on the question at hand, if when I get mad at my fiance / wife, if she ran to my ex and told her about what I used to do when I was with her, to the point that I would want to divorce her, no, I wouldn't want to divorce her, but I'd be pissed as hell. I'd be real pissed. So, yeah. I definitely would be pissed, but I wouldn't divorce her. I mean, that's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper to keep her.
Right. Definitely cheaper to keep her.
It's all, 9 times out of 10, in any situation, it's a whole lot cheaper to keep her.
I'm going to say this, because in regards to this particular episode that inspired this question, technically speaking, they both was keeping their marriage secret because her family don't even know she married. So,
but don't they know now because she went to Germany?
I'm quite sure they know now. They have no choice but to know now.
Okay, I'm just
kidding. he's still the dumbest nigga on the planet. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
I don't do this loving hip hop stuff either. So I don't know. I don't follow it. But yeah. All right. We are actually going to close out the show a little bit early. we only have a few minutes left. Let's see. I just want to make sure I've covered all of the questions and all of the madness of the forum. And I just want to make sure that there are no, I didn't miss any ratchetry or whatever the case may be. Yeah. Did you guys see that picture of the chick who says she knows how to keep her man with that struggle plate? I'm sorry, I just had to laugh real quick.
He got three side chicks. I know he
does. Doesn't he?
I know.
Doesn't he? All right. Okay, but anyway, I just wanted to touch on that madness real quick before we close out. But every Friday night we are here for your listening pleasure. Every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Every Monday, well, actually, right now it's on hiatus, but Monday nights is to hang out. Again, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. On Wednesdays, we have the Skybox at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I'm sorry, I had a moment. And that's with Chills and Almond Joy and Candy, DC People's Champ. On Thursday nights, we have the Mic Check, again with Chills and Miss Almond Joy. And she's usually with us on Friday nights, and she's not with us tonight. But on Thursday nights, again, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. You can catch us online. You can find us everywhere on the Internet. We are on Facebook. You can do a search for Two Sides of the Story. You will see the fan page. You will see the groups and the forums. Do a search for Collective Insights. That's the forum that we use for our show, His and Hers. But you will also see the Mic Check. You will see the Hangout. And you can also download the app if you haven't done so already. It's available on iTunes. It's available on the Google Play Store. It's available on Kindle. It's available on BlackBerry. It's everywhere that you are. For your listening pleasure, you can catch all of the shows. You can catch the archives there. If you'd like to still do it on a different venue, you can do so. You can go to iTunes and download the podcast. And if you are an Android user, just go to the Stitcher app. If you haven't downloaded it already, you can download it on there. Go to sidesofthestory.com. That's where we are. That's where you'll find information about us. We're definitely everywhere that you are. And we appreciate all of your support. Thank you for being here every Friday night. His and Hers Fridays is where you want to be every weekend. We thank you so much. Thank you guys for co-hosting with us tonight. We appreciate you. And we are actually closing out with Uptown Funk. It's our new favorite song. So everybody have a great and wonderful weekend.
Deuces.
Have a good weekend.
you up, uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck dead and flown it, if you freak dead and own it.